Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, we're going to start this episode like we do every week, and that's share someone who's using our hashtag #STRShareSunday on Instagram. If you do that, we are prowling because we want to share you to our audience and our community and connect you as hosts and celebrate all the good work that you are doing. So we'll not only share it on Instagram on Sunday, but also here on YouTube and the podcast and all the places. So get some free marketing.
Blog and the email.
All the things. So Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at The Trendy Tutor. Again, that's at The Trendy Tutor. And I am going to just really zone in on, well, number one, their design and aesthetic are amazing. So just go follow them on Instagram. But there's something that they did. They just opened recently. And I love that they did this. And as hosts, we want you to know how much impact you really can have, not just on the guests that stay in your home, but also your local community. And what they did right when they opened their property, they did a sequence of giveaways. And what they did is they were giving away gift cards to local businesses that were close to the home. Mm. So they were coffee shops, restaurants, and what a great way to introduce yourself to those business owners, also introduce yourself to the neighborhood, and then hopefully have friends and family share this giveaway and learn about your new property. So they did it. They did a day spa, like I said, a coffee shop, restaurants. And I just think what an amazing way to give back before you even get started. So this is kind of a segue in today's episode of hosts. We really want you to open up and realize how much we do have an opportunity to give back, not only in our neighborhoods, but maybe to others. So, Sarah, let's get on to the episode.
Okay, listeners, buckle up. Get ready to be inspired and just get ready to know how important you are to your guests, to your community, to your family, and to segue into people you don't even know. So today we have Kisa Heyer, and she is the CEO of the Dream Foundation. It is the only national dream granting organization for terminally ill adults. And we actually briefly mentioned them in a previous episode where the guest was talking about how I offered this dream. It was like very quick. And the Dream Foundation was like, from that little episode, we had some of your listeners reach out. And we were like, oh my gosh, we need to give you our platform and share what you're doing with everyone else. So Kisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm so excited to share our work and hopefully some other of your hosts will be inspired to get involved with us as well. So can't wait to share it with you.
Guarantee there will be. So can I give a very brief? You are the CEO. You're the only national dream granting organization for terminally ill adults. But give us more background into the Dream Foundation, how you became involved, and just the overall lifetime experience with the Dream Foundation.
Sure. Well, the organization is in its 28th year. It started off as a small organization in Southern California, and through some very strategic partnerships over the last decade or so, we were able to expand and serve the entire country. So currently, we serve people who live in the contiguous United States, Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico, we just added, which we're very excited. And our recipients are adults over the age of 18, with a life expectancy of 12 months or less, and they lack the resources to fulfill whatever it is that they're requesting of us. And in our 28 years, we have served 33,000 end-of-life dreams.
Wow.
And the dreams that we serve are designed to provide inspiration, comfort, and closure at the end of life. And they're much bigger than just one individual. They serve the entire family and their communities and their healthcare teams and just volunteers. And volunteers are hugely important to our work. I actually came to the organization as a volunteer. I was volunteering with my daughter when she was in middle school. We lived in the same town and got involved. And I was just absolutely amazed by the footprint, the nationwide footprint of the organization. And so I was very thrilled to be appointed to my role. And I've been there roughly 8 years.
That is wonderful. How do families right now hear about the Dream Foundation? How are you connected with local communities and just our country overall?
Well, we work with a network of hospice providers and social workers, and that accounts for about 50% of the applications we receive. But we also have a very robust social media platform. We do a lot of work in press. And so in a town, if we have a recipient, we will, and the family is willing, we will share the story of their dream. And so a lot of people hear about us that way. And just come into us sort of from the general public. And also, you know, Google's a great tool. A lot of people have heard of other organizations for children, not so many for adults. And so we'll come up in search engine requests as well, is how people find us.
Can we talk about that a little bit? Can you tell us, let our listeners know, because I was kind of very like, this was eye-opening to me. Can we go through some of the requests that you get so our listeners can start to understand how they can be woven into this? Because I think we talked before the episode, the person that was on our episode spoke about the Dream Foundation. She lives in Hawaii. So you're like, of course, that's got to be everyone's, you know, that's probably a huge request. And I was very surprised at there are requests everywhere across the country that I think all of us can participate in.
Absolutely. Well, so it's true. So about 30% of our applicants have children living in the household. So they want to do something that provides a memory for those children who are preparing for the loss of a parent. And in many cases for people with children, but also older people, travel plays a huge part of that. 71% of the requests that we receive involves travel. And yes, Hawaii, as you mentioned, is a very common one. We also have with younger children and desires to go to theme parks, resort parks, or maybe it's a place that the person had been to as a child and wanted to revisit and share, relive that last moment. And that could be anywhere in the country. We have people that have never seen the ocean and want to go to just walk in the sand and understand what that is all about. Also, people oftentimes request to travel for a final goodbye or a family reunion. So you can imagine those happen, you know, in any location based on where someone is living. And another thing that we do is we have a program specifically for veterans called Dreams for Veterans, where we serve anyone who served in the U.S. military, irrespective of when they served. They don't have to have served during wartime. They can just have served in any branch of the service. And in many cases, those applicants wish to revisit an aspect of their former service. So some very common requests are to visit the memorials in Washington, D.C., but also Pearl Harbor in Hawaii plays a very big role as well. So we've had dreams happen in every state, and we've been very fortunate to have had some Airbnb hosts as well very kindly get involved with us in those regions.
talk to us about that. So how exactly are Airbnb, short-term rental hosts in general, how are they participating with the Dream Foundation and what's working?
Working really well is they are offering in-kind donations to us. We're a very small organization and we rely so heavily on in-kind donations because we just don't have a very large budget. And the more we can do with in-kind, the more people we serve. We have many corporate partners that we work with also that donate in-kind items such as the airlines. We work heavily with Southwest Airlines in Alaska, United Airlines and American, and they help provide the travel so we can piece that together. And if we can find a stay somewhere, it's wonderful. So we ask for complete donations to homes or a discount. Perhaps it could cover the taxes or the fee, and truly any amount is beneficial to us. Once we begin working on a dream request, our dream coordinators will find a matching accommodation on the Airbnb site, and then they'll contact the owners through the site directly, and they'll ask if they'd be willing or consider an in-kind donation or a discount. And what works really well is we would love to encourage any hosts who are interested in supporting future dreams to reach out to us so that we could take a note of their names and their numbers and where they are. We can keep that information on file. And then if we have a request coming in their area, we can reach out to them with a kind of rough dates and see if it might be something that would be possible. So if anyone is interested in doing that, they could reach out to our VP of programs. Her name is Barbara Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H. And her email is barbara@dreamfoundation.org.
And we'll make sure that that's in the show notes, everyone.
Okay, so great.
Go to that after. And please, because our understanding is that what you just said, even if we don't have to wait for you to come to us, we can offer up our spot now and just let you know, hey, if a dream comes in the next year, two, three, we just want to let you know that we're here to help if at all possible. So listeners can reach out and get you all
amazing.
That information.
Okay. Absolutely. And that really helps us streamline because the first thing we do is we look and say, what are our connections in this specific area? And if we have them in our database, we could just reach out, and it certainly takes a lot of the legwork out for us. But I have to say, oftentimes when we approach anyone for an in-kind donation, and we share the story of the family and why this request is important to them, it's very few people that actually aren't compelled to get involved
right.
in some way.
I would bet. Can you share a story or two with our listeners about how the Dream
sure.
Foundation has impacted a family and an adult who is,
absolutely. I've got some interesting ones here. I have the story of a woman by the name of Brandy from San Antonio, Texas. This was a couple of years ago. 44 years old with glioblastoma, which is a very aggressive form of brain cancer. And what she said to us was, while I am still able to walk, talk, and have enjoyment, my goals are to enjoy my family and friends and maybe have a dream or two come true. And what she really wanted to do was to see the snowy mountains for the first time. So she saw the mountains for the first time in Las Vegas from a distance, and she really wanted to get close and see snow-capped mountains. And her husband told us that that's all she was talking about during her treatment and after she had stopped her treatment. And she said, just sipping hot cocoa inside a log cabin, I want to be able to see the beauty of all of that. So her request to us was to take her husband and her youngest daughter to be able to witness that with her and share that lasting memory of her happiness. And so we had a lovely Airbnb host by the name of Lloyd, who arranged for her family to stay in a mountain cabin for 3 nights in Breckenridge, Colorado. And after she had that experience, her husband told us, the view from the cabin was perfect. For her, it was everything that she had wished for. It was wonderful. There was a little river behind it, the view behind it. She was so happy, and we created the most amazing memories.
I don't know. Do you cry every day?
There are times when you will hear my voice wavering a bit, and every single letter that comes in, I read. I don't get to meet every single individual, but I read the request and then I get to read the recap after it's come true. And it's just, it's amazing.
But I think that's a great example of, snow-capped mountains is what she wanted to do, and hot cocoa. And that is, we have so many listeners, and I'm
know of that have properties like that. So that's why we want to encourage you. If you think you're, we're in Columbus, Ohio, talking to some people from the Dream Foundation. I was like, well, would anybody ever want to come to an Ohio State football game? You know, it's like, you never know what someone's dream is. Yes. So, you know, we're like, oh, we're in Ohio, we're in Columbus. And like, how can we help? And also Dream Foundation was like, no, again, like depending on how many people are involved in their dream, even just like a driving destination. So if you're listening and you're thinking my house isn't going to make the cut or your location, do not count yourself out because
absolutely. And just to mention, you mentioned the Ohio State football game. So since sporting events have opened up post-COVID, we have had so many sport requests, whether it's NFL or a lot of the college games. And people are, you know, have moved from other parts of the country. We just had a man from Texas who really wanted to go to Lambeau Field and watch the Packers. So, you know, lots of travel involved. Sporting events are huge. I'm just going through some other locations. We had a family vacation in Florida that was donated by a wonderful Airbnb host by the name of Sandy. She was able to accommodate 12 family members for a woman who is 52 years old, wanting to go to West Palm Beach, Florida. She has multiple myeloma. And it was just for her all about a family reunion. We also had someone who wanted to go to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Another young woman with 6 children. And oftentimes the locations where a family can get in and have access to a kitchen facility is really important for groups traveling and certainly for ease of the person, the patient. Another one, we had a woman who was from Asheville, North Carolina, and she wanted to go to Marion, North Carolina. A wonderful 4-night stay in a cabin that fit the entire family. And that was very special. You know, so we've had quite a few different locations. One in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Rockaway Beach, Oregon was another hotspot. Williamstown, Kentucky. So many more than just Hawaii. But of course, Angie Leone in Hawaii has been incredible to us. She has been supporting Dream Foundation since 2012. She has accommodated over 16 dreams during that time, and they're all just incredible.
And so listeners, Angie Leone, we had her on the podcast just not too long ago. She is an incredible property manager for some coconut condos in Maui. And yes. And so as a part of her business, it's important that she gives back. So think about that too. You know, maybe this is something you can, if you are a property manager or co-host, you can educate your owners on the Dream Foundation. And the owners would love to be a part of giving back and having their home be the place of such wonderful memories and be a part of a wonderful give back. So what are the dream recipient qualifications? How can, what qualifies someone to get their dream requested granted?
So they need to be over the age of 18. They need to have a life expectancy of 12 months or less. However, there are certain conditions when we will take patients earlier, such as degenerative conditions, Parkinson's, ALS, certain things where we know that we should really get to that patient sooner and allow them, and particularly if it's something to travel, we will see them sooner. They need to live in the US or Puerto Rico and then lack the resources to fulfill the dream themselves. And we go through a pretty robust verification process of medically verifying diagnosis and prognosis, and also checking in with the physician to make sure that the patient actually is able to travel and it's something that they can do safely. And so we look at that, and we also financially verify that they wouldn't be able to do this on their own. So it takes a couple of weeks by the time that we actually receive an application coming to us, and we go through, make sure everything lines up, and then we begin working on it. And that's the really fun part for our program department, our Dream Coordinators, to work with the family and really understand why this request is so important to them. And we do that for a few reasons. We want to really match them up with an experience that will be really meaningful to them. But we also want to understand so that when we're reaching out to people and asking for help in securing accommodation or whatever it is, they really have a good sense of this family and why it's important. So that seems to work well.
Can someone, other than the person themselves or an immediate family member, can someone else nominate somebody for a dream?
Well, yes and no. So the request really needs to come from the patient themselves, but they can certainly have somebody complete the application on their behalf. Mm. And so if somebody's on hospice or working with a social worker, we have a form specifically that a social worker can fill out and request for a patient. But other times the letter, we ask them to write a letter explaining the needs, a family member can write that. No problem.
Let's say we have a listener or a viewer right now who is thinking about opening up a short-term rental in Airbnb, but they end up not doing it, right? Like, actually, after listening to all this education from Sarah Dinette, this is not my thing. But they're inspired by this episode. How can other people get involved in the Dream Foundation other than supplying overnight accommodations?
Oh my gosh, we have so many different ways that people support us. So on our website, dreamfoundation.org, we have a section called Ways to Help. And it's amazing the things that some people do. We have a lot of people launching Facebook fundraisers, particularly around their birthdays. You've probably seen people do that for different organizations. Yeah. That's something that works really well for us. Other people donate airline miles. We go through an amazing, even with the generosity of the airline partners we work with, we have a very high need for airline miles throughout the year. Donations, some people like to donate directly to our veterans program, and we can restrict that funding there or just in general. So there's a lot of ideas. We have had kids doing lemonade stands, people holding garage sales. I mean, it's limitless. I'm working with a group right now that is planning a virtual 5K run. And they're doing it all, and they're all running throughout different parts of the country at the same time. And we're putting in some audio clip to play of our recipients talking about what their dreams meant to them. So we love customizing things like that. We also have some other volunteer activities. If people have meetings or different groups, we have high needs of a lot of items. And so we can customize activities as well for groups.
I'm just thinking, like, how can I get started?
Yeah, yesterday. Here, listeners. I want that if we can all join together, I want the Dream Foundation to have the most emails in one day after this episode. I'm sure you're not excited about that, but is it Barbara? You said her name was Barbara. We want Barbara to have to get like a part-time assistant to help her get through all of the emails from our listeners. But I think that's the immediate thing that we can do is, hey, first let them know where you're located and if you have accommodations, and then let's go to that Ways to Help after that and see if there's something additional we could do. But that's my request, listeners, that Sarah and I have, is that the Dream Foundation is like, holy smokes, we've never had this many emails in one day. That's our goal.
Or even just sharing this episode on your social. Like, did you know about the Dream Foundation? Did you know they exist? Share them to your inner circle, your guests. Like, let's get the word out there and just do good things with our real estate and with our hosting.
And that's the thing too, host, if you have, you know, if you know of other hosts in your area, let them know too, because maybe it's something where both of your homes, you know, maybe you could have 24 people or instead of six each, it's 12. Mm-hmm. So if you have a friend or someone locally that you know, you could also band together with them and say, hey, if there's a larger group, we could accommodate that too. So that would be a great
amazing
way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would tell you, you know, to give something to someone and donate something to help someone feels incredible. But to do it when it is literally their dying request is the most amazing feeling. It will change you forever. It really will.
Mm. And so when someone donates, like for instance, Lloyd, you were talking about in Breckenridge, does he see that letter afterwards? Like, what's the follow-up? Would the host have any interaction with the dreamer? Like, what kind of happens there? How much information do you get? And are they a part of that at all? Or even just
Absolutely.
Getting that letter?
If they want to be. And we've had some hosts do amazing things like reach out to other contacts and organize, oh, I know this restaurant, let me see if they can provide a gift card or different things or some kind of amazing welcome gift basket that is tailored to the family members who are coming. We will let the host know who is in the family, what the ages are, if there's children, what the sexes are, so that they can add anything that they know of that might be meaningful in their local area. After the dream, we will send a recap and, of course, an in-kind donation receipt. And in many cases, you know, the families really enjoy being able to express their gratitude. We will get a letter. Sometimes it takes a while just because of what the family is going through, but we always get a letter with kind of a follow-up quote on what it meant to them. And then we'll share that as well if the host hasn't had a direct interaction with them. And then if the family is open to it, and we leave this entirely at their discretion, but if they consent and it's a story that we would like to share on social media, we do that. And we'll also tag the location and mention whoever the host is. So there's a little social media press there as well.
And by social media, as Dream Foundation, you're on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere else?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter are our most robust. And we're making some efforts on LinkedIn this year as well.
Okay, awesome. Great.
And we'll make sure, this obviously when this episode airs, we'll do some Instagram moments too, and then our email list and things like that. So we'll have a couple of different ways, listeners, that you can contact and connect with the Dream Foundation.
Anything else that you would like to share with our community before we sign off and log in and bombard Barbara?
I'm gonna prep her and let her know it's coming. I just say thank you in advance for this interest. We are so grateful. You know, we couldn't do this work without the generosity of truly villages in every industry. And you all have proven to be such an amazing group. And we just love to work with more of you.
Hosts awesome. Are amazing. And we cannot wait to hopefully catch up with you in the near future and see just how we've been able to help dreams come true. So thank you so much for your time.
Incredible. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.